Nearly 15,000 asylum seekers have come since spring, and more than 3,000 of them are children. WNYC's Gwen Hogan brings us inside one South Bronx school that's scrambling to meet the needs of the new students.
Hi. A line of fidgety kindergartners are filing into their classroom, hugging and high-fiving teachers as they pass. It's a joyful scene you might see at any public school across the city. But PSMS 5 Port Morris is facing an unprecedented challenge.
The line doesn't stop, right?
The school has around 65 new students seeking asylum in this country. They arrived in New York City in recent weeks, mostly from Colombia and Venezuela.
Look at you, so big!
Chairs first. Unpack, and then if you have to finish, you'll
Some kids have missed years of school. Others have physical and emotional trauma from the journey through Central America, across the U.S.-Mexico border, and finally to New York City. Principal Danielle Keene.
They're coming in illiterate, not even identifying letters and sounds, and we want to make sure that they're walking away with learning how to read and being successful. So it's just a lot of changing.
Funding from the Education Department hasn't caught up yet to the increased number of students. The agency says it's processing requests for additional funding on a rolling basis. In the meantime, Principal Keene says she's put out a call for donations. Everything from winter coats to Christmas gifts.
Because we can't wait for funding to come in, the kids need it now.
At first, teachers and staff were scrambling to address kids' basic needs: toothpaste, underwear, emergency medical care. Two students ended up in the ICU. Staff found another with an infected wound caused by a trek through the jungle.
We're trying to find out as much as we possibly can to assure that they are even medically safe.
Jennifer Martinez works as a liaison between the school and families in shelters. She says they decided to keep groups of asylum seekers from three South Bronx shelters together.
So they could build community and build like a buddy system in terms of getting the children to school.
Getting the students used to the classroom has been a challenge. Some of the kids are siblings who have separation anxiety. To put them at ease, teachers let siblings of different grades spend time together during class.
If a child's going to feel better by checking in on a younger sibling and they're not going to be able to focus until they know they're safe, then do the check-ins. But we are blessed that we're a K-8 school that we can do that.
In just a few short weeks, teachers are noticing kids more relaxed. They're picking up English words and starting to open up about their journey halfway across the continent. Bernadette Mealy is an eighth grade teacher of a bilingual class and the school's dean.
Being in the classroom with them is eye-opening. As they do share their stories, it's just heartbreaking. And they're all contributing to the same story. Like, as one starts to talk about their journey here, another one chimes in with like some additional details of, you know, the current almost took me away, and it was just, it's just like
Morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Inside one bilingual sixth grade classroom, kids are bent over their notebooks, scribbling away. Teacher Melissa Diaz says the past few weeks have been stressful but gratifying.
They all want to read. They all want to write and learn English. They all want my attention. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to give you guys all my attention. It makes me want to step up more and like be the best teacher that I can be.
Principal Keene chimes in.
When they learn a new word in English, they come running no matter where you are, to say, like, in English.
It's adorable. Yes.
Like, for example, the word for the school's mascot, the tiger.
El tigre.
Muy bien.
They're all so sweet, all of them.
Gwen Hogan, WNYC News.